Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. On a late summer afternoon, along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, 18 pilgrims from California and Oregon boarded a fishing boat for a cruise. On that delightful day, we wanted to relive moments in the life of Jesus. But little did we know, we got much more than we had asked for. The boat sailed for a good 45 minutes in calm waters when we finally felt that we were right in the middle of the sea. As was customary on our pilgrimage, we would pause to reflect on a gospel passage that took place exactly where we were that day. That afternoon, our chaplain, the Reverend Ann Tumulty, perhaps with a hint of foreshadowing, asked me to read from the Gospel of Matthew, the parallel account of our Mark reading today. So in the middle of the sea, would you believe it? Just as I stood up and started to read, and behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. A strong gust of wind swept right through us and shook the boat violently. I barely had a moment to grab onto a railing while the other pilgrims held on to each other with a sense of urgency. We had been warned that these sudden gusts were common in the late afternoon. The mountains that flanked the Sea of Galilee served as a funnel that can create these strong and unexpected winds. So there we were, holding onto each other while we endured the storm and waited for the sea to calm down. It gave us a whole new meaning to "we're in this together." Now, on another late summer day, years before that day, the disciples and Jesus set forth on a boat, also in the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was tired from a day's worth of teaching, so he was sleeping in the stern. Then that same wind kicked up, just as it would on any other day. "Nothing to worry about," a disciple said. "We got this. Let us sit tight and just let this pass through." But that day, the wind did not cease while the waters got even choppier. They grabbed onto each other, ducked their heads low, and perhaps muttered a collective prayer, "Lord, help us." But even then, they probably thought that they just needed to ride this one out for a few more moments. But this great windstorm was so ferocious that water began to fill the boat, and the disciples, their feet soaked in water, panicked and got scared. The storm was now a crisis where enduring it was no longer enough. But what could they humanly do about it? These were forces of nature they were dealing with. Might Jesus be able to save them? Can't he do something? After all, they had witnessed already Jesus heal the sick and cast out demons. Would it be too much to ask him also to calm the sea? And Jesus did just that. He woke up. He rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Or closer to the original language, silence, put a muzzle on it. And with those words, Jesus pushed back the intensity of the storm with his own intense response. And then all was well. The disciples were safe, and the story could have ended right there. Yet another miracle Jesus performed to display his power and his greatness. But Jesus was annoyed. "Why are you afraid?" he asked. "Have you still no faith? Did you really have to wake me up? Don't you get it yet?" His annoyance wasn't about his much-needed rest being interrupted. But the disciples were meant to become like their teacher, and not just to always look to the teacher for help. So after all that Jesus had showed them, he wanted them to realize that they too can tap into God's power to turn things around, to calm the storms on their own, to bring peace, not just to the sea, but also to the world around them. Soon the disciples would no longer physically be able to turn to Jesus in times of crisis. So Jesus had been hoping that they would figure this one out on their own. But at that moment, they just were not ready. Jesus wanted them to not only endure the storm, but also to know that together they could do more. They too could tell the storm to be quiet. There's a saying that as followers of Christ, we are called to bridge heaven to earth and earth to heaven. So when we pray, we are bridging earth to heaven as we turn toward God and present to heaven the earthly needs of our community. And we bridge heaven to earth when we serve as God's healing and powerful presence in our world, as we stand in the gap between heaven and earth. Sometimes our call is to endure the windstorms together, to hold each other, to be a comforting presence for one another while the windstorm passes through. We are in those moments together. Sometimes our call is to bridge heaven to earth and earth to heaven, to face the windstorms and the crisis that surround us and say to the storm together, "Peace, be still, silence, put a muzzle on it." And we respond with the power of God given to us to heal and to transform, to step forward to be Christ for others. We also are in those moments together. I've shared here before about Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani young woman who was shot when she was 12 on her way to school because the Taliban did not want girls to be educated. That was her storm. She survived and she healed and spoke up against the forces that kept girls from receiving education. She commanded that storm to be silent. And she has since become an international spokesperson for educational rights for girls. She says of her journey, "One child, one teacher, one book, one pen can change the world. I raise up my voice, not so I can shout, but so that those without a voice can be heard." The youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, Malala shouted out at the storm and stepped forward in boldness. And her young life has already inspired millions of girls everywhere and changed educational policy for women. But closer to home, every week, this faith community also witnesses our own storms and our own challenges. Broken bones and broken hearts, earthquakes and hurricanes, incurable diseases, untimely deaths, homelessness and turmoil along our borders. And together, we faithfully lift all of those needs in our prayers. But I say this not to focus on the negative, but because suffering is real, and injustice is real. Turn on the news, talk to a friend, drive through the tent cities, visit an agency working for equality, and we see that suffering is real. But the healing power of Jesus shown through us is also real. The comforting presence of the Spirit felt through us is very real. And the love of God for all people expressed through us is truly real. We are in this together, sometimes to hold each other, to weather through storms and endure hardship together. And we are also in this together to command the storms to stop, to put our faith into action, to radiate God's love and peace as we stand in the gap, bridging heaven to earth and earth to heaven. So may God, who has the power over the storms, help us face our storms and our world's storms, to not only endure together, but together to command the storms to stop, to be God's hands and God's feet, God's voice and healing power in this world. May we stand in the gap, bridging heaven to earth and earth to heaven. Amen.